Hello there. Welcome to James Gordon, Song and Rants Man, a podcast featuring, not surprisingly, me, James Gordon. Today, you're going to be listening to part two of my two-part series on climate change. The songs are drawn from my one-man musical, James Gordon's Emergency Climate Musical, which I toured with for a couple of years before you know what happened. First episode was a little bleak, but it is bleak. I can only be honest with you. We're going to start off today, still a little on the bleak side, but never fear, stay tuned. There is some hope that I can leave you with about some new initiatives that I find exciting as we move forward. A lot of them initiated by a younger generation that sees the writing on the wall, sees that house on fire, and they want to do something. They don't want to just give up. So we're starting with a mention of that generation. If you were raised in a consumerist exploitative culture where endless growth capitalism is the norm, it's hard to let go of it if that's all you've ever known. Young people that do want to let go are faced with what, to me, is the most poignant decision any of us could ever make.
Poison in the water, poison in the air, poison in the hardened hearts of billionaires who raped our planet, left it to bleed, and who sacrificed our future to feed their great greed. Do we want to bring a child into this world? Do we want to bring a child into this worn-out world? Are we in the final days of the Anthropocene? Do we have to search the earth for the last patch of green? If we raised one up when it's all falling down, when our dreams all seem to be scattered on the ground, do we wanna bring a child into this world? Do we want to bring a child into this worn-out world? If we raised a tiny person, would it look back at us, raging and cursing and coughing up toxic dust? Would they stand half a chance with what we left for them, or with the gift of time, would they somehow find a way back again? Do we want to raise a child into this world? Do we want to raise a child into this worn-out world?
So basically, we're watching our planet die, and we need to find a way to prevent that death. And the more we look at that impending death, it seems like it is a death by suicide. the way we treat our own good earth.
If you head north, there's still a couple county roads that you can travel. They look pretty much the way they did in pioneer days. Green fields and silos past where the pavement turns to gravel. Gingerbreaded Georgian farmhouses down maple-shaded lanes. Little corners of the country corporate pirates haven't plundered. So few and far between now, there isn't any wonder why the moon looks like it's crying when it looks down from the sky and it sees a world that's dying. It's a death by suicide. It's a death by suicide. There are a few lonesome lakes left where you can drop your line in and catch a fish that is considered safe enough to eat. A little wilderness not wasted by clear cutting and strip mining. Some deer paths still untouched by human feet. Still some pure pristine water, some unspoiled land. But it's so hard to find now. You can't understand why the moon looks like it's crying when it looks down from the sky and it sees a world that's dying. It's a death by suicide. It's a death by suicide. Scammers, con men, and flim-flammers, these are our leaders today. They've made off like bandits with our precious planet and sold it all away. It's a death by suicide.
When I was a kid, we were afraid we'd kill the planet with the bomb. It turns out there's a more powerful weapon. And what is it? Yes, kids, it's corporate greed. And the puppets of that oligarchy that we tend to pick as leaders, why do we do that? Has led us down an almost irreversible path. And yet, finally, some are standing up and saying, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. Or the Canadian version, we're mildly irritated and we're going to take this as long as we have to. Ah, it's not that bad. We see that our environmental well-being is inextricably connected to our economic well-being, and in some braver countries than ours, we're taking action. So, Jeff Bezos, you better hurry up with those spaceships for your billionaire buddies. We're done with you.
You call me lazy, an eco-terrorist too, spending my days sponging off for rich dudes like you. But we're on to you now. There's no giving, just taking. We're here to show you how. You are sadly mistaken. You call me freeloader, but take a load of this for free. Mr. Big CEO, you're the freeloader, not me. But get your facts straight. You that gets a free ride with your bailouts and tax breaks, the blood money you hide. Who's abusing the system? Who's sucking it dry? And in case that you miss them, I got friends outside who don't much like you rich dorks. So take a warning by me. We're coming with pitchforks. Just you wait and see. You say you worked hard. Well, I'm sure you did, Jack. But you hold every card in a deck that is stacked. If you don't include us all in this game that you play, that house of cards will fall down on you someday. All the work's gone offshore to maximize profit. You corporate whores, it's time to come off it. You say we don't want your jobs. Well, I wouldn't want yours when you're fending off mobs from your big mansion's doors. Who's abusing the system? Who's sucking it dry? And in case that you miss them, I got friends outside who don't much like you rich dorks. So take a warning from me. We'll be coming with pitchforks. Just you wait and see.
So, we might get out the pitchforks and turf out governments, but we're letting uninformed voters do the pitching. Just witness who we've been electing in the last few elections all over the world. We can't have real change till we know what we want to change to. Fortunately, some new systems are emerging that put our planet before profit. Advocates for those new systems need your help. Here are some movements that I know about, starting with my favorite, the LEAP Manifesto, which has kind of morphed into the Green New Deal. This speaks the most closely to my own vision for the transformation we need to meet climate change challenges. They've got 14 tenets. Here are some of the main ones. 1. The LEAP starts with recognizing the importance of collaboration with our Indigenous peoples. 2. The time for energy democracy has come. We believe not just in changes to our energy sources, but that wherever possible, communities should collectively control those new energy systems. 3. A non-polluting economy. 4. Localized and ecologically based agriculture. 5. Expanding the sectors of our economy that are already low carbon, like caregiving, teaching, social work, the arts, and public interest media. 6. Universal basic annual income. 7. We declare that austerity, which has systematically attacked low-carbon sectors like education and healthcare while starving public transit and forcing reckless energy privatizations, is a fossilized form of thinking that has become a threat to life on Earth. 8. An end to fossil fuel subsidies. Instead, we need financial transaction taxes to be increased. We need increased resource royalties, higher income taxes on corporations and wealthy people, a progressive carbon tax, cuts to military spending. All of these are based on a simple polluter pays principle. The LEAP Manifesto comes hand in hand with a plan, Stan, to counteract the argument by climate change avoiders that LEAP tenants would be too expensive. In fact, there is a strong argument that it would be more costly in the long term to not enable these priorities. One thing is clear, public scarcity in times of unprecedented private wealth is a manufactured crisis designed to extinguish our dreams before they have a chance to be born. This private wealth is based on rampant consumption of non-renewable resources. So there's little incentive for that 1% to address climate change when they are making a fortune from our lack of action on this. Redistribution of wealth is necessary to meet our climate goals. There are other global initiatives that are catching on. Why don't you join one? Like donut economics, Viking economics, electoral reform, extinction rebellion, transition movement, permaculture, blue dot movement, climate caucus, and the aforementioned Green New Deal, which did grow out of that LEAP manifesto, which was made in Canada. I think this is our best hope myself, and I hope that you can find ways to embrace this.
Clean it up, green it up, find a new vision and dream it up. Get behind the wheel, come on, don't you feel we can make it real with a Green New Deal. We gotta get off our consumerist asses, reduce our use of greenhouse gases, gotta cut to the chase. Find the fastest way to turn this ship around and get to 100% renewable by 2030. We think it's doable. Hey, billionaires, we're no longer screwable. Dudes, you're going down. Clean it up, green it up, find a new vision and dream it up. Get behind the wheel, come on, don't you feel we can make it real with the Green New Deal. What we've been doing is clearly not working. Our so-called leadership has been shirking its duties, but they will be jerking us around no more. 'Cause we're gonna make those polluters pay. We're gonna find a brand new way. We've got a little planet to save. So come on, get on board. We can turn our despair into elation with a massive organized mobilization that joins us together right across the nation with a plan that'll serve our next generation. Filled with hope and innovation, we can put a stop to our frustration, because there is every indication that a little bit of collaboration, a little bit of cooperation, a little community animation, a little meaningful conversation can put that new train at the station that can lead us to a positive destination. It won't be a picnic, won't be a vacation. Here is my big invitation to work towards a total transformation. We need to build a new foundation built on a commitment to conservation. And getting off oil with our transportation built on trust and reconciliation, in my humble estimation, the Green New Deal, that new sensation, is gonna be the inspiration. We need to avoid eternal damnation. Clean it up, green it up, find a new vision and dream it up. Get behind the wheel, come on, don't you feel we can make it real with the Green New Deal. We can make it real with the Green New Deal.
So the most fun, effective way of lowering your carbon footprint and supporting family businesses that aren't swayed by multinational corporate agendas that exacerbate our climate crisis, is to go local. We can do this. And the best way to do that is to start with the way we grow, distribute, and consume our food. It can be fun, it can be economically viable, and it can be sustainable.
It was a great big brand new Calvinator, first one on the street. Came in the back of the Eaton's truck in the muggy August heat. We all gathered round to watch as Grandpa plugged it in. He announced when the light went on, now the new age begins. Every day we used to head down to the corner grocer, local food from farmers we knew. Mama said it made the neighbors closer. That fridge, it was so big, we didn't have to go out every day. You could buy frozen food that lasted, and it came from far away. The bigger stores with the stuff to fill it all were at the edge of town. So after a while we moved there too. The corner grocery, it closed down. That supermarket food and packages would last for about a year. Ever since we got that fridge, things sure are different around here. Grandma stopped canning and preserving. There was no point anymore. There was fruit from California all year round at that giant store. Besides, when we moved to the suburbs, we took all the best farmland. We have to get our food from somewhere else. It's all part of a global plan. And the price of gas went up, and my job, it got downsized. Somewhere along the way, we started to realize that we needed to think smaller, more local to survive. And the neighborhoods, they started to feel a little more alive. Now I got a brand new refrigerator, not much more than a cubic foot, energy efficient, and it's just big enough to put a day or two of groceries in it. So it makes me get out and walk down to that new corner grocer. Me and the owner, we like to talk about a new way of living, a new local plan. I'm gonna get Grandma to teach me how to put up peaches in cans. And I took that big old Calvinator, put it on its back out in the yard, took off the door, filled it with soil, and planted me a little Swiss chard.
So we argue, we debate, and we now see that nothing will get accomplished unless we find a way to be all on the same side in a massive, unified effort. We only really have one job, to protect and hand on the planet to the next generation. So what are we waiting for?
Same beautiful moon under the same star-filled sky. Tonight it's just me and you. Let's leave our differences behind, 'cause we're all on the same side, human beings on a cosmic ride, watching the comets glide up above. Tell me why, oh why, must another day go by, living in a world that's not guided by love. This wonderful joining of our hearts. Common sense says we shouldn't do it. Our values seem so far apart. We share this same delicate planet, so it makes even less sense to me. Sometimes I just don't understand. Why can't we all just agree that we're all on the same side? Human beings on a cosmic ride, watching the comets glide up above. Tell me why, oh why, must another day go by, living in a world that's not guided by love. Since we're all in this together, let's look at the possibilities. Let's take a look at whether we can shift humanity. So we're all on the same side. We're on the same side.
So, if we can get on the same side and we work towards a common goal, just a little objective called saving the planet, on good days I feel like we can do it, and today is a good day since I'm with you. But wait, some of you will say, it's not a good day, we're in the middle of a pandemic, don't we need to put things on hold? I don't think so. The climate change is not taking a vacation during COVID. So where do we start? Since we're near the end, not of civilization, silly, of this show, I've got a getting towards the end positive uplifting anthemic sing-along song, the one you've all been craving. We have to believe that we can do this, and I think we need to reinforce that message.
I still find myself down at the wishing well. I still drink from its healing waters. If we have a hope in hell to leave something for our sons and daughters, it's that our true spirit will prevail to bring us back from beyond the pale. Don't you weep and don't you wail. We can do this if we try. We can do this. We can do this, we can do this if we try. We can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try. If the armies all laid down their swords and picked up shovels instead, and they united for a new kind of war, one that could show us a way ahead. If they could plant a trillion trees, we could return this crying earth to green. To help us breathe, help to set us free. We can do this if we try. We can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try. We can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try. If we have all hands on board for the epic task at hand, combining forces, we could move towards a vibrant reborn land. When hope leaves us behind, we grieve, but together if we all believe that we can overcome this tyranny, we can do this if we try. We can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try. We can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up, we can make this wrong all right. Can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try. We can do this, we can do this, we can do this if we try.
See? We're doing this together now. Okay, now go forth and multiply, subtract, add, but whatever you do, do not divide. And guess what? I've actually come up with a kind of an optimistic, hopeful ending, which is rare for this cynical guy. So here's We Fall and Rise.
All of our tears, they could fill a stream. They would flow to a sea of sorrow. All of our fears, all of our dashed dreams, it's hard to be sure of tomorrow. We fall and rise, we fall and rise, with all our hearts and all our minds. We call in hope into our lives. We fall and we rise. We have the power of community, and you can see it all around in our darkest hour. It can lead you and me higher ground. We fall and rise, we fall and rise, with all our hearts and all our minds. We call in hope into our lives. We fall and we rise. At such a cost, we've been driven by greed. Find our way. We all can make a joyful noise. We fall and rise, we fall and rise, with all our hearts and all our minds. We call in hope into our lives. We fall.
Thanks for listening. All the commentary and all the songs were written by me, performed by me, with the help of some of the best musicians a feller could ever ask for. This is a new venture for me. I'd like to hear your comments and suggestions for future topics to explore with this combo of music and commentary. It's tough out there these days. If you have found value in what I've offered, I'd be grateful if you'd consider supporting the work I do with an e-transfer or PayPal contribution to james@jamesgordon.ca. That's how you can contact me too, and I'd love to hear from you. Please visit jamesgordon.ca, my website, for info about how to purchase my albums and books. See you next time around on James Gordon, Song and Rants Man.